Keep it.
Pete and Kimber present Mix 94.5's Secret Lives of Perth. Untold secrets, unbelievably true. Secret.
Hello there, Anonymous.
How are you going?
Good, thank you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
No worries.
Anonymous, thanks for your call. I mean, let's just get straight to it. You had to kick out your husband because you caught him in bed with a woman 17 years younger than him. What happened?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Sorry?
What happened?
So one morning, my ex-husband and I were sleeping in separate bedrooms, just because he snored and, yeah, all good. We had no sex life and all that sort of stuff. So he was sleeping in a separate bedroom, and one morning his alarm went off really early, about 5:30, and I thought, oh, that's a bit unusual, maybe he said it wrong. So I went down to his room to say, you realise it's only 5:30, you don't have to go to work for, you know, a couple of hours. And as I walked into the bedroom, he was in his bed with another woman.
Wow, okay. So when you said the relationship, you were already in separate beds, because he snored and whatnot, but you have no sex life. So the two of you were you having troubles in the marriage? Were things a bit stressed or not working out?
Things were a little bit stressed, but, you know, we had a son together, so we were, you know, working on it, and we'd been seeing a counsellor and that kind of stuff. We were trying to work on it.
Okay, so you find him in bed with another woman, and obviously, this isn't the plan. You guys are not seeing other people. So what happens? It's quite an audacious move to bring someone back.
Yeah, so he snuck her in through the back door of the house the night before. And there were a couple of signs. Like, I'd gone into our garage and the door to the backyard was open, and I thought, oh, that's a bit strange, you know, but didn't think anything of it, so I shut it and... yeah, that's how he snuck her in, and I just started laying into both of them and pretty much kicked them out of the house at 5:30 in the morning because our son was still asleep in his bedroom.
Snuck her in while you and your son were at home?
Correct.
Bold, the wherewithal, the audacity, the sheer nuts to be able to think... Did he even say to you, because that to me feels like he wants to be caught. Like almost as if like...
I think that was the plan, to get caught.
Yeah, like it was almost to feel like, you know, all of this stuff's going on. And he sounds like he's harboring some real tension and some real like upset feelings and stuff. And it almost feels like he's like, I'm going to stick it to you. You're going to catch me and you're going to see me with another woman. And you know, that's how it feels.
How did he know this woman? Did she even know that she was in the home of his wife and child?
Yeah, she knew. Like, he met her at work. It was a work colleague. And yeah, she knew that I existed. I'd met her. She used to come to his football games with other friends of theirs, watch him at football while me and my son were there as well.
Does that mean you didn't catch them on the first occasion?
I would think not.
So they were probably having an affair and it was going on for a little while.
Yeah, because he'd started going to boys' nights at the pub, which he never used to do, and she was there and that kind of stuff, because it was like a whole group of workmates.
Okay.
I found out later on that they'd been sleeping together and doing things before I caught them.
So after you caught them and you've kicked him out.
Yeah.
What? Clearly you guys are over. Did they stay together? Have they kept on going?
Yeah, they stayed together. He moved into another house and then she moved in with him. They stayed together probably for about 2 or 3 years, had 2 kids together.
Wow. Okay. So you never even had to, like, you never discussed your side of the marriage again. It wasn't even a let's talk about it and see where we could go. It was a definite, this is over now. No questions. Let's just move on.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to give him any more chances kind of thing. Kicked him out and then he moved in with her. So it was done.
Did you feel betrayed? And I say that with all the context of you guys were going through a lot of stuff. I'm not passing it off as excusable, but did you feel betrayed?
Yeah, I guess so. Like it did. It took me a little while to sort of get over it, and yeah, it was betrayal, I guess.
Okay.
I guess. What do you mean by a guess? I mean, for me, as someone who catches another woman in bed with their man, regardless of what's going on, that's betrayal. But you don't sound too invested in it being, you know, like you feeling like genuinely betrayed.
I think at the time I was. I suppose that was quite a while ago now, so I've worked my way through it, and I'm, yeah, not okay with it, but... Yeah, I've made my peace with it, I guess.
Mm.
Anonymous, could I be so brash as to suggest that the reason that, although it was a betrayal for you, that perhaps there was more to this story because you weren't entirely innocent in all of this yourself?
Yeah, I guess that's a fair comment.
and that you might have had something going on in your life also.
Yes.
What happened?
So before I'd caught my partner with this other woman in bed, I did suspect that he was, you know, having an affair and that kind of thing. And his best mate at the time had texted me a few times saying, oh, you know, do you think this conversation he's having with this girl are, you know, just conversations, or do you think there's more going on? And I was like, oh, I'm not sure. Anyway, sort of one thing led to another, and we were sort of flirting with each other and that kind of thing, and we had ended up in bed together.
So your husband's best friend...
Yes.
...and you are hooking up. How many times had you hooked up with the best friend before you caught your husband in bed with this other woman?
It was probably only 3 or 4 times over the course of a couple of years.
So what's that feel like when you know he could have easily caught you first, but because you were the one who caught him, you've had this big dramatic, you've got to get out of the house, kick him out, don't want anything to do with this woman, but secretly you're sleeping with his bestie.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really think about it at the time. It was sort of all done in the heat of the moment, yeah, I didn't really think about that side of it at the time.
How? I just need to know. And I'm not sticking a finger in your chest and go, how dare you? I'm just genuinely interested in how you couldn't have thought that at the time. Like, isn't the immediate thought when you catch them in bed together, oh, I've done this, I'm doing this? I mean, you've said for a couple of years, 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, I guess my immediate thought was, like, what I was doing to me was not different, but different circumstances, because I wasn't doing it while he was home, and I wasn't doing it while my child was home, and it wasn't in our home that it was happening, it was at the friend's house. And
so you were guilty, just less guilty?
Well, not less guilty, just guilty differently, I think.
Wow.
Okay, so did your ex ever find out that you were hooking up with his best mate?
He did eventually find out after we split.
So did he ever suspect anything or say anything?
He used to make jokes about it because I was, you know, friends with his friend as well, but I don't think he really suspected.
Wow. So what happened and how did he find out?
So eventually his friend, the guilt got too much for him because he was married as well. The guilt got too much for him, so he came clean to his wife.
Did you know that he was going to come clean to her?
I didn't know. It was a surprise to me.
This sounds like one giant mess, like just one giant bit of chaos that's erupted.
Quite chaotic.
And when all that stuff came out, clean. Yeah, go on.
Sorry,
go on.
He came clean to his wife. Who then kicked him, no, she left him, she moved out of their house, moved back in with her parents, and then subsequently messaged my ex-husband and told him what had been going on for the last couple of years.
Well, what did ex-husband say to you?
Yeah, let's just say he wasn't too impressed.
Yeah.
We can keep it, keep it G-rated for the radio.
Yeah,
wasn't too impressed.
Did you get a phone call or a text or an email? Like, how did he unleash that?
Yeah, I got a text from him.
What the text say?
I can't believe you. I can't believe you've been doing this behind my back. You made me look like the bad guy. You know, we both did things wrong. Obviously.
Yeah. Do you feel guilty about that? Because I could imagine that when a couple first break up, and your friends and family and everyone's finding out and the discussions come out and people kind of go, oh, why has it ended? Or maybe some of the gossip got out that he was a bad guy because he was having an affair. He might have copped a fair bit of that flack only to discover that you were doing the same. So do you feel bad about how that would have unfolded at the time?
A little, I guess. You know, obviously I told my friends and family that he was the bad guy and this is what he did, and obviously I got a lot of, not sympathy, but support and that kind of stuff at the time.
But it sounds like you don't really regret sleeping with the friend. Did that work out? Did it go anywhere with the friend?
No, not at all.
Okay. At all.
That was pure, there was no relationship there for me. It was just a purely sexual thing.
Yeah. And just, you know, you say you were sleeping with him three or four times over a couple of years, sure. Was that the amount of time that you and your ex were having issues, or was it longer than that?
No, it's probably about the length of time that we'd had issues.
Yeah.
We had separated in the past for a little while, and then got back together and we were quite good for a while. But then the issue sort of started again and... yeah, probably a couple of years before we split up.
Have you lost family and friends over what has happened? The ones who supported you through that, finding out that you were sleeping with his best mate, have a few of them disappeared?
None of my friends have found out. Only my family, well, my mum. She's pretty much the only one that's sort of found out.
Yep.
Wow. Would you do it differently if you could go back and you and your husband at the time, if you'd been able to go, hey, something's not working between us, you were going to counselling. Do you think if you'd both gotten it out of your system in a healthier way that you could have worked on the marriage, or do you think it had to happen this way?
I think it had to happen this way. And to be honest, it's probably the best thing that's ever happened. I'm in a lot better place mentally, financially, than I ever was with him. I think it was just meant to be this way.
Gee, you had to go through a lot of mess to get there though, didn't you? That's a lot of wading through a lot of mental anguish and ups and downs, I guess, while you were waiting for people to find out and how they were going to react.
Definitely, yeah, absolutely. And I've had a lot of counselling and stuff since then to be okay with myself and what happened.
Yeah.
Been in touch with any of them since? Or is that it? Like, you haven't spoken to them since it all blew up?
Oh, well, I still see my... or still speak to my ex-husband. Obviously, we have a child together. We've kind of come to the understanding that we both did things wrong.
Yeah, you just sit around over a drink and just laugh about it now, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, right. Just me, wow.
Wow. I mean, there's a lot to unpack there. I'm glad you're okay now, but that does sound like it was quite a heated mess.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, all water under the bridge now, I guess.
Is there advice you would give to anybody who is in the similar situation now and might be listening?
You know, if you're not happy, say you're not happy.
Yeah.
Don't sort of muck around. You know, there's a lot of people that sort of got hurt from what we did. You know, it's affected our child. He knows a little bit of what happened. He doesn't know the whole detail because he's 9. But it probably put him through 2 years of, you know, anguish that he didn't need to go through at the time.
Yep.
If you're not happy, don't sort of stay together for your kids. That's my advice.
Yeah.
If you're not happy, get out.
Wow. Anonymous.
Thanks, Anonymous, for sharing. I know there's a lot in that, and especially because you play a personal role in that this isn't just something that happened to you, but also there's choices that you've made in there, which a lot of people have trouble admitting to. But thanks for being so open and candid about it.
No worries. Thank you.